创立人尼陀生弟兄。
The founders of the local church or the church local assembly, brother, Watchman Lee.
他曾经就是为了出信造就，为了出信者的需要，他编写了52课这样一个重要的内容。
Due to the need of the beginners, he has edited books for the beginners.
后来因为这52课，从一九四几年开始到现在，那么长的时间，有2课已经不适合了，所以把那2课拿掉。
Altogether, there are 52 topics back in 1949, but he dropped two topics later on.
把这50课放在一起，叫做信徒造就。
He combined those 50 topics into a volume of lessons for the beginners, and the title is A Message for Rebuilding the Believers.
就是不单单是只有初信者需要，我们已经信主的弟兄姊妹也都有这样的需要。
Not only it's needed by the believers, it's also for people who has been converted for quite some time.
那他这是第一课呢，他就讲到有关于祷告，其中有一课就讲到祷告的事。
One of the topic is relating to prayer.
他说呢，这今天是一个相当简单的题目，
This topic is rather simple.
那就是祷告。
The topic of prayer is very simple.
那我们读圣经之后呢，我们就要学习祷告。
After you studying Bible, you need to learn to pray.
可是我们所有做主工的人都觉得，对初信的人来讲，特别你刚刚信了主，我们说决志以后呢，要他们学习祷告是相当不容易的
A lot of people that minister God's word, they find out it's very difficult to teach a new believer to pray.
所以他说，你们可以对他们这么说，祷告这件事是一个基督徒，你30年、50年，也都学不好的这件事情，真的是不简单。
You can tell them that it's a lesson that's even difficult for people who have been in believe in Christian for even 30 or 50 years.
但是呢，这也是一个非常容易，容易到一个地步，你刚信主3天5天，你就可以祷告的。
On the other hand, it's also rather simple. A new believer can learn how to pray within 3 or 5 days.
所以这祷告的问题可以说是最深，可是又是最浅的一个功课。
So the lesson of prayer can be profound and simple.
那深到一个地步，许多人一辈子你都发现我们自己学不好。
Profound to a degree that you cannot learn the prayer really well.
也浅到一个地步，你发现你一信主你就能够祷告，而且你祷告的时候你发现怎么神在听你的祷告。
It can be also as simple as when you start a prayer as a beginner, God already start listening to your prayer.
其实不可否认，这祷告是我们基督徒最困难学习的功课之一。
It's undeniable the lesson, the prayer is a very difficult lesson to learn.
不晓得你是不是有这样的经验，常常你眼睛闭上之后，脑子一片空白。
A lot of time you close your eyes to pray and then find out there's emptiness in your mind to pray.
你说为自己祷告都是这样，更何况我们怎么样来为那些不认识的这些圣徒？
You have problem praying on for yourself, not to mention about praying for others.
为那些甚至在不同地区的人来为他们祷告。
Especially praying people that in other country.
前几天我收到这么样一个祷告的请求。
A few days ago, I received an urgent prayer request.
他说呢，请我们为在印度教会来祷告。
That asking us to pray for the church in India.
因为有极端的这个印度教徒，在昨天晚上，他是22号，应该可能是22号的晚上，烧了20间的教会。
It was on the eve of September 22nd, the Hindu extremists destroyed and burned down 20 churches in India.
那他们计划在那天的晚上再毁灭200间的教会。
They also planned to burn down additional 200 churches in India.
除了这之外，在24个小时里面要杀害200个传道人。
They also plan to kill 200 ministers within 24 hours in India.
所以许多的基督徒好像他们都躲到那个丛林里面去。
So a lot of Christian in India, they all find shelter in the woods.
他说：“请为这件事情祷告。”
Please pray for these urgent matters.
也发给那些你知道的代祷者。
also spread this message to all the people who can pray for this event together.
他说我们为他们的行为来向上帝呼求。
We are praying to the God for the behavior for these people.
像这样一个消息你收到之后，你怎么样为他们来祷告？
After we receive this message, how would you plan to pray for the people?
你要不要为他们祷告？
Would you like to pray for them?
你说不为他们祷告的话，我们又对不起良心。
If you don't pray for them, you find out you have troubles in your conscience.
你说真的，为他们祷告的时候，你又发现我们觉得有点勉强，内容有点空洞。
If you start thinking about praying for them, you'll be a little bit reluctant because your praying will be a little bit of superficial.
其实在这保罗的书信里，我们就可以学到怎么样来祷告这样的一个功课。
Through this episode that Paul wrote, that we can learn the lesson of praying.
首先我要提醒大家的是说，我们上个礼拜提过，保罗他没有去过哥罗西这个教会。As
I mentioned last week, Paul has never been in the church in the Colossae.
换句话说，教会对他来说是非常陌生的，根本不知道这些人。On
the other words, he doesn't know a lot of people in that church in Colossae.
可是呢，他提到哥罗西的教会，他一开始他就说，在第三节他说，我常常为你们祷告。
But on Colossians 1:3, he says, I always thank God and pray for you.
到第九节的地方他又说呢，我是不住的祷告祈求。
And on verse 9, it says, we have not stopped praying for you.
从这三节到十二节这个内容里面，其实我们可以看到，这是祷告的两种层次。
That through these 12 verses, we know there's two aspects of praying.
三到八节我们可以说是保罗为他们的生命这方面来祷告。
Verses 3-8, we can summarize is a praying for the life for the Christian in Colossae.
那9到12节我们可以说他为生活方面来祷告。
And verses 9-12 is a praying for daily lives.
那我们基督徒，我们说其实就这两个，一个新生命，一个新生活，这两件事。
For the Christian, we all know that we have a new life, we also have a new living.
所以这两件事情都是非常重要，需要代祷的。Those
are two things all very important to Christian life.
啊，我们看到哥罗西的教会，上个礼拜我们提到他们受了这个诺斯底学派的影响很大。We
mentioned about the church in Colossae has been influenced by Gnosticism very dearly.
我们说诺斯底主义，他们所看重的就是知识性的累积。The
focus on Gnosticism is the knowledge accumulation of the knowledge.
但是光是这知识本身的增加是没有益处的。But
there's really no benefit after you accumulate so much knowledge in your mind.
就像保罗他写信给哥林多教哥林多的教会呢，在哥林多前书第八章第一节那边所指出来，他说这个知识只叫人自高自大。As
Paul point in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, we know that we all possess knowledge, and knowledge puffs up and make people arrogant.
那我们发现呢，当我们知识越大的时候，我们越难去接受福音，越难接受真理。
The more knowledge you accumulate, the more difficult you'll be, you can approach the gospel, the real truth.
当我们越多知识的时候，我们越难相信所谓的神迹奇事。
The more knowledge you accumulate, the more difficult you believe in God's miracles.
你发现我们这个累积的知识，结果往往成为一个人来进入真理的绊脚石。
The more that you know and gaining knowledge, the more you'll be stumbling through entering the truth.
一个危险的地方就是当真理在没有圣灵的管理底下，被人用有限的科学理性去分析、去研究。
The crisis is the truth is being studied by through a scientific method.
在这种情况底下，我们得出来的结果是什么？就是否定与抗拒。
A lot of time, those conclusions from a scientific study will be rejection and refusal of the truth.
我们都知道，特别我们在这北美，我们发现许多这种受高等教育的知识分子。
But we know that a lot of intellect in North America they've been educated through higher educations.
包括我们在座许多的弟兄姊妹。That
includes a lot of us.
当我们能够接受主，我们生命能够改变，那是何等高兴、令人兴奋的事情。
It was such a happiness and blessing that we can receive a new life and the good news.
那好像保罗他自己的经历一样。It's
just like the experience Paul has experienced.
他是一个非常有知识的人。Paul
indeed is a person of knowledge.
他按着他的知识来迫害基督徒。
he was prosecuting the fellow Christian with his knowledge.
然后看连这个基督徒被杀害了，他还觉得很喜悦。
He felt very happy when Christian was being prosecuted.
一直到他遇见了主。
Until the day he was found by our Lord.
就在人为他祷告的时候，他发现眼睛好像一个鳞片掉下来。
And when the fellow Christian was praying for him, he find out something like scale fell out of his eyes.
连这种长久遮蔽他心眼的帕子被除去了。
The blockage that blocking from seeing the Lord has been removed.
当你发现，当我们被圣灵充满，我们能够明白属灵的奥秘的时候。
A lot of time you find out when your heart's filled with spirit and then you were touched by the Holy Spirit.
我们的人生好像又往上更上一层楼。
That you find out your life been escalated at a higher status.
因为你发现你不单单是能够除了这个地面上的事情之外，你还能够知道天上的事。
Not only you have knowledge of the earthly matter, you also know about things above in the heaven.
这是值得我们喜乐感恩的事。
This is something we should feel blessed and feel and happy.
那保罗他体会到那种救恩的喜乐。
Paul was able to taste the good feelings of salvation.
所以当他写信给哥罗西教会的时候，他就为他们新生命里面的三件事情感谢神。
So when Paul wrote this epistle, he was giving thanks for the three things that giving to the church.
而首先他为他们在基督里的信心来感谢神。
He give thanks to for their give thanks for the faith in Christ.
当我们说我们成为一个基督徒，
when we become a Christian,
有一个生命转换的过程是非常重要的，不能忽略的。
There's something we shouldn't ignore, where there's a turning point in our life when you become Christian.
也就是说，你那个信心的对象必须转移。
The thing you believe in should have been changed or shifted.
那我们要从一个自信。 转移到信靠神。
We should change from believing yourself to believing in God.
因为当我们太自信的时候，你发现我们不能够认识神。
When you feel that you're self-confident, a lot of times you prevent yourself from believing in God.
当我们太自信的时候，你发现我们不能够明白他的旨意。
A lot of times when you're doing that, you won't be able to understand God's wills.
当我们太自信的时候，你发现我们不能够看见他的作为。
When you're very self-confident, you won't be able to see God's deeds.
那信不再是，当我们信了主之后，不再是凭着眼见。
When you believe in God, you don't see things with your bare eyes.
当我们信了主之后，这样的信心是一种超越性的信心，是超越眼睛所能够看的。
When you believe in God, that's a leap of faith. You believe something you don't see in front of you.
就好像希伯来书来说的这件事情，希伯来书11章那边地方告诉我们的。
Just like we quote in Hebrew, chapter 11.
他告诉我们，信就是所望之事的实底，未见之事的凭据。
The faith is being sure what we hope for and certain of what we don't see.
换句话说，你所相信的事情原来已经在那里，只是我们看不见。
In other words, what you believe in is already there, but we don't see them.
他说，我们因着信就知道，诸世界是借着神的话所造成。
By faith, we understand what the universe was formed at God's command.
而不但这样，他告诉我们说，人非有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
Not only that, and without faith, it's impossible to please God.
因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Because everyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
你发现在你的生活里头，很多时候你看不见前面的道路。
A lot of times you don't see the road in front of you in your life.
但是有一件事情你可以相信，是神牵着你的手在走。
But one thing for sure, God always hold up our hands to walk forward.
是保罗为他们感谢的。
Paul gives thanks to what God did to the people.
因为在基督里面，他们得着了这样一种信心。
Because they have gained the faith in Christ.
第二个，保罗为他们的爱心来向神献上感谢。
Paul gives thanks to the Lord for the love they have.
然后说他是为他们向众圣徒所发的这个爱心来感谢神。
He gives thanks to for the love for all the saints that the people in Colossae.
众圣徒表示什么？表示这个对象是很广泛的，不是只有少数几个。
All the saints meaning people that are all over the globe.
那在这个约翰福音13章35节那边告诉我们。
In John 13, it says,
他说，这个你们若彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒。
Love one another, and I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciple.
没有错，所以保罗不认识哥罗西的教会。
Yes, indeed, Paul does not know very much about the church in Colossae.
但是从这个听来的这个当中消息里头，他知道他们怎么样彼此相爱。
But Paul knows for sure how the people in the church love one another in Colossae.
啊，他就知道他们是主的门徒。
So Paul knows that those are the people, though they are disciples of the Lord.
他们为他们来感恩。
So Paul gives thanks to the Lord.
可是有一件事情，
But there's one thing I need to mention.
我们必须要注意。
We need to pay attention to.
这爱心，我们也需要成长。
We have love, we also need to grow.
这爱心没有办法就停留在那种爱来爱去那种彼此相爱的地步。
Love doesn't start from just loving one another.
因为很多时候我们人很软弱。
Because there's a weakness in humans' love.
当我们不长进的时候，我们就发现我们爱就会出现问题来。
When we don't get edified, then there's a problem coming from loving one another.
很多时候我们就被滥用，会利用。
And then the love will be misused.
造成了这些伤害。
And creating damages.
在腓立比书一章第九节、第十节那边就这样告诉我们。
In Philippians chapter 1:9-10, it says.
这是保罗为腓立比教会他们这样的祷告。
This is the prayer that Paul for the people in Philippines.
他说我所祷告的就是你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。
This is my prayer that your love may abound, abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
使你们能够分别善恶，分别是非，做诚实无过的人。
So that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ.
是知道基督的日子。
Yes, knowing the day.Of the Christ.
换句话说，我们要彼此相爱。
In other words, we need to love one another.
那我们也要知道怎么去爱。
We also need to know how to love.
这样才能够达到一个真正相爱的一个目标。
That's the only way you can reach the eternal goal of love.
爱，在哥林多前书十三章那边讲很多。
There's a lot of mentioning about the love in First Corinthians chapter 13.
恒久忍耐。
Perseverance.
等等，其实爱最终的目的是要包容。
The eternal goal of love is to have patience for one another.
是在挽回。
To bring people back.
是在饶恕。
To forgive people.
我们看到圣经告诉我们，约翰福音三章十六节，大家很清楚一件事情，他说：“神爱世人。
John 3:13.
那神爱世人。
God loved the people.
神爱世人的大前提，他就希望跟我们中间有一种和好的关系。
God loved people, and the prelude is that it's so that people can love one another.
他愿意用耶稣基督来挽回他跟人之间破裂的关系。
He wanted to use the Son of God to bring back the people, the relationship between the people and the God.
因为耶稣基督他死在十字架上。
Because Jesus Christ died on the cross.
我们真正感受到神的爱。
That we can really understand the love from God.
所以保罗为他们有这样的向众人有这样的爱心，感谢神。
So Paul gave thanks to the Lord for the love in this church.
这也是为他们祷告的一个地方。
That's one of the prayer that Paul did for the church.
再来他讲到为他们的盼望来感谢神。
And the next one is the hope they have.Paul gives thanks to the Lord.
他说那个盼望是早就已经存在天上的盼望。
Paul said the hope had been stored up in the heaven for you.
弟兄姊妹，当我们信了主之后，你知道你是一个有盼望的人。
Brother and sister, when you believe, when you become a believer, you know that you have a hope for eternity.
你盼望不是在地面上。
Your hope is not on the earth.
是在存在天上，已经存在天上。
Your hope is stored up in heaven.
然后我们生命改变，其实最感谢的一件事情，就是我们成为一个有盼望的人。
The thing we should give, thing we should give the Lord that once we converted is that we have the hope for eternity.
当我们没信主的时候，你发现我们的盼望都在地面上。
Before you become a believer, everything you hope for is all the earthly matters.
可是当灾难一来的时候
，But when tribulation comes，
当金融的市场一变动的时候
，When there's a problem in economies，
很多时候我们工作突发现突然出现这个裁员的时候
，Then you have problem. Sometimes you have problem in your job.
你发现地上的这些盼望都成了泡影。
Then you know that the hope that you have on this matter all of a sudden become bubbled and burst out very quickly.
地上的盼望是保不住的。
The hope on the earthly matter is only temporary.
不是说你不能够有，你要做一个失望的人，不是做一个这种常常沮丧，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that you should feel frustrated with the things you hope on this earth.
而是你不能把这样的盼望只有放在地面上。
I want to mention that you don't want to focus your hope on the earthly matters.
保罗提醒哥罗西教会这个圣徒。
Paul mentioned the saints in the Colossae.
他说你们是有盼望。
You are a group of people with hope.
他那个盼望是早已经存在天上，是夺不走的。
And the hope you have is already stored up in heaven, and nobody can take them away.
为这个事情，我们感谢神。
That we should give thanks to the Lord for the hope you have.
保罗常常为肢体他们的信心、盼望和爱来祷告。
Paul always prayed for the people for their faith, love, and hope.
因为这是在生命层次里头非常重要的三件事。
Because this is a very, this, this are very three, very important aspect of the three things.
除了这些事情之外，他也为他们生活的层面来祷告。
Other than what he prayed for their life, Paul also prayed for.Pray for the people for their daily living.
为他们生活上的见证来祈求。
Pray for their testimony during the daily lives.
那首先我们要知道一件事情，当我们信主之后，我们的生活跟信主前的生活应该是不一样的。
One thing we should clarify is the life after you being believer should be different from before.
假如信主前跟信主后都是一样的话，那你没有必要信。
If there's no difference in whether you want to become a believer.
那不一样的地方在哪里
？What is the difference？
这不一样的地方就在他告诉我们是一个复活的生命。
The difference is this is a life of revival。
假如我们继续把哥罗西往下看的时候，你发现在哥罗西后面第三章第一节，他就告诉我们。
Now we continue to read on in Colossians, and you know that in chapter 3 it says，
他说：“你们若真与基督一同复活
，You have been risen with Christ。”
那换句话说，我们每次受洗的时候，我们象征性把人放在水里面起来，那是象征而已。
In other words, it's only a sign that we've been baptized and we raised from water.
那个还不是真的复活。
This is not the real revival.
好，你们若真的与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事。
If you actually raise with Christ for sure, you need to set your hearts on things above.
那这是一个复活的迹象，我们求上面的事。
This is what the true things for the revival. You need to set your hearts on the things above.
然后发现我们的祷告的内容也不再是求，只求地面上这些东西，不是说你不能为地上的东西祷告。
They find out the content of your prayer no longer focus on things on the earth, but you're praying things for above.
不是说你不能为你的身体祷告，为你的工作祷告，不是。
I'm not saying you shouldn't pray for your study, you shouldn't pray for your health.
而只是我们的注意力会转到天上去。
But what I'm saying, you should shift your focus to the thing.Things in heaven.
保罗就为他们弟兄姊妹有这样的生活来向神祷告。
Paul was praying for the people in the classes for this kind of life.
首先，他为他们能够更深的认识神祷告。
And he prayed for them that can know God better.
所以在一切属灵的知识悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
That you can have the full knowledge of God.
你发现这属灵的智慧是从神的话语来。
And you know that the spiritual wisdom is coming from the God's words.
当我们阅读圣经的时候，我们就能够越有属灵的智慧。
The more you study God's word, the more spiritual wisdom you would have.
那相对的，当我们越是在世界上来追求的时候，你就越多有这属世的这个智慧。
On the contrary, if you seek things on this earth, you have more earthly wisdom.
那我也再一次强调说，不是说你不能够活在地面上，你不能够去看这个小说、电视、电影，不是。
I'm not saying that you don't you have to abandon yourself to go to a theater or reading a novel.
那这也不是我们要跟我们大家谈的这个对错的问题。
And I'm not saying I'm not trying to clarify things being wrong or right.
只是我们要知道一件事情，属世的智慧不能够帮助我们明白神的旨意。
I need to let you know that the earthly knowledge will not help you to understand God's will.
只要我们看到这个《哥林多前书》第一章，那第一章到第三章那边就跟我们谈到很多关属神的智慧。
We know that from First Corinthians chapter 1 through 3, talks about a lot of God's wisdom.
在那里他告诉我们，世界的智慧在神看来是愚拙的。
Now we know that the wisdom of this world is foolish in God's sight.
他说好像这经上所记的说，主叫有智慧的人中了自己的诡计。
As it written, he catches the wise in their craftiness.
那这不是神要看见的事情。
This is not what God wanted to see.
我们既然是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
神就要我们更深的来认识他。
God desire us to know him better.
所谓的悟性呢，就是对某一些事情有一个正确的认识。
The understanding means to understand things correctly.
我们不是单单是只是看懂圣经，认识这圣经。
Not only we can read and understand Bibles.
更是能够有正确的认识这本圣经。
That we can understand the Bible correctly.
认识神并不是所代表，并不是知道神的存在而已。
To understand the Bible is not just understand God's existence.
而是对他的话语，对他的旨意有一个正确的辨识。
That you have the great discernment of God's words.
我们是不是曾经为这样的事情来求？
Have we ever prayed for things like this?
就我们愿意在一切属灵的智慧跟悟性上知道神的旨意。
That we can pray the wisdom, God's will for all the spiritual understanding and wisdom.
第二，保罗为他们的生活的另外一个层次求，是让他们更多的来为主活。
Paul also prayed that they can also live for God, more people to live for God.
然后好叫他们行事为人能够对得起主。
So everything they do will be worthy of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒的生活标准不是只有在对得起人。
Brother and sister, we shouldn't just live a life that worthy of other people's praises.
我们基督徒生活的标准更是要对得起主。
The standard for Christians should be that we should be the life worthy of the Lord.
能够为主活，其实这是一个很抽象的观念。什么叫为主活
？Living for the Lord may be an abstract idea.
可是当我们这样反省、自我检讨的时候，你发现，到底有没有对得起主？我们就可以知道我们有没有好好为主而活。
A lot of time, if you examine yourself, then you understand what it means a life worthy of the Lord.
再次说，这行事为人，我们能够对得起主，是从我们能够明白神的旨意来。
I want to emphasize, living a life worthy of the Lord, it means you need to understand God's word precisely.
若是我们不明白神的旨意的话，你发现我往往所做的事，行事为人，我们就没有办法对得起主。
Then if we don't understand God's word, a lot of time our life would not be worthy of the Lord.
但是明白神的旨意，难道就完全对得起主吗？
But if you understand God's will, can you lead a life worthy of the Lord?
说实在，人还是有软弱，还是会对不起主。
We all know that we all have human weakness.
所以我们不单单要明白，还要为这件事情来祈求。
Not only need to understand, you also need to pray for this kind of understanding.
求主使我们看见在神面前的一个亏欠。
So we pray that God knows our iniquities.
让神的灵不断来光照。
The Holy Spirit Allah will enlighten us.
让我们能够不断的在改进。
That we continue to make correction in our lives.
好叫我们行事为人都能够对得起主。
So we can live a life worthy of the Lord.
第三件保罗为他们生活求的事情是他们在生活上能够结出更多的果子来。
The third thing Paul prayed for the people in Colossae is to bear fruit in every good work.
然后在一切的善事上。
In every good work.
能够结出果子来。
Bearing fruits in every good work.
而结果子所代表的是什么？
What does it mean by bearing fruit?
结果子所代表是你能够看得见。
Bearing fruit, the meaning of bearing fruit is you can see.
我不知道今年有没有人去摘苹果。
I'm wondering whether anybody have go apple picking this season.
有没有去摘果树的？
Anybody?
结果人家打了一个牌子在那地方， you pick.
They usually put a sign of you pick.
然后你去那边之后，你付了钱，你进去之后，你树转来转去就没有一颗果子。
When you go around there, you couldn't find there's no tree available.
你看不见任何一个果子。
You don't see any apple hanging on the tree.
那就是没有果子。
There's no fruit.
他说要我们在善事上结出果子，就是我们能够看得到。
Meaning the fruit need to be seen.
没有看到你怎么说能够有果子呢？
If you don't see the fruit, then if you don't see it, how would you know there's a fruit?
那没有看到的话，你要打那个牌子出来，你不害了人吗？
If you don't have fruit, then the sign usually leading to a wrong impression.
保罗他为圣徒祈求，他说要他们凡事蒙主的喜悦。
Paul prayed for the people that everything they did would please, would praise, would please the Lord.
换句话，我们要尽所有的，尽我们所能够来取悦神。
In other words, we need to please the Lord in every way.
然后说会取悦神，不是跟他一对一的相处，讨他的欢喜，整天呢，神啊，神啊。
I'm not saying that you please the Lord in a way of one-to-one relationship. Every day you please the Lord.
而是我们在一切的事情上，神所喜悦我们做的事情上，我们能够看得见。
But it actually saying that in everything we do, we need to please Him.
举个例来说,
For instance,
这打扫，神要我们去打扫，我们就打扫。
Lord want us to clean the house of the Lord.
帮助我们这做孩子的，神希望我们帮忙父母，我们就帮忙父母。
Lord also want us to help our parents as much as we can.
神要我们传福音就传福音。
Lord also wants to spread the good news.
要我们周济穷人，我们就周济穷人。
Will they help the poor?
要我们聚会，要我们服侍，要我们做任何事情，让神看得见。 这个就是善事上结出的果子了。
And Lord demand us to fellowship and do all the good things. Those are the things that God can see. And those are the good fruits.
这样，当我们这样做的时候，圣经告诉我们，天父必然报答你。
And when we're doing this, then God will reward us.
我要再次强调的是说，这结果子不是给人看的。
I want to know that bearing fruit is not for people to see.
当然你去 U-Pick 那个是要给你看的。
Well, of course, when you go pick an apple, you definitely want to see it, and the apples.
但是我们结着善，在善事上结果子，不是给人看的。
But you bearing, if you bearing the spiritual fruit for the good work, it's not for people to see.
这是要给神，为神做的。
This is, the things that are done for the Lord.
这是我们说为主而活。This
is what we saying, live for the Lord.
这是神所喜悦我们过的一个基督徒生活。This
is the kind of life the Lord want us to live.
第四点，他为保罗为哥林多教会，他们更加有能力来祷告。And
the fourth thing is, Lord, Paul prayed that the people in Colossae would have the strength with all power.
我知道我们当中许多人，我们都会跟神求能力。A
lot of us will pray the power and strength, from the Lord.
我们求什么样的能力？
What kind of power do we want to pray to the Lord? We have the power and strength for the
work.
Powerful ministry.
有的这个念书的能力。
Powerful study.
那可能有的人还求神给他有这个 lottery 的能力。
Maybe people will have praying powerful getting winning in the lottery.
神，我们求了什么样的能力？
What kind of power should we pray to the Lord?
那是我们生活里头真正求的吗？
Do you actually pray the thing that you need for your life?
在保罗这当中，为他们生活求的那个能力是凡事宽容忍耐。
Paul prayed to the Lord to give the Christian in Colossae the great endurance and patience.
这是一个非常奇怪的，他跟他们求这样的一种能力。
This is pretty strange.
其实他知道，因为肢体要面对诺斯底主义的这个冲击是一件不容易的事情。
Because the people in that church need to face the heresy back then.
因为那些人的价值观、生活观什么都跟你不一样。
Because their value system and worldview is completely different from what you have.
那些有知识的人可能常常用话语就来攻击、毁谤、刺激他们。
A lot of people with knowledge will slander the Christian in the in Colossae.
为了就是要动摇他们的信仰。
Is they desire to shake their faith.
为了就是要叫他们离弃他们所信的神。
So they will forsake their faith.
所以保罗不为他们这什么侍奉、什么能力求，他求一件事情是他们有宽容忍耐的能力。
So Paul only prayed for the Christian Colossae, the great endurance and patience, so they can face the trials of the heresy.
好像就在他们这样信仰的一个试炼考验底下，他们仍然能够站立得稳。
So they can stand firm in their faith to the Lord.
他们仍然有一颗刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
So they can still have a firm belief with love.
当然，光是站得稳，这只是基本而已。
Well, standing firm only is one of the things that's important.
保罗最后还为他们求一件事情，有更多的喜乐。
Paul also prayed for them. They have a lot of joys in their life.
在这样信仰的冲击底下，你是站稳了。
Through the tribulation of the faith, yes, indeed, you stand firm.
可是这生活总不能苦哈哈的。
But you cannot live your daily life, painfully.
你发现这忍受试炼不是愁眉苦脸的。
A lot of time we know that when you're suffering through the tribulation, you don't have to show your face in melancholy.
因为这是没有生活的见证。
Because that will bear no testimony for the Lord.
所以保罗他在经文里头，他讲得很清楚，是照着神荣耀的全能。让他们在宽容忍耐的时候，仍然是欢欢喜喜的。
So Paul says, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully.
其实，在雅各书一章二节也是这么说的。
In James, chapter one.
第一章的第二节那边他这么说，他说：“我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为什么？”大喜乐，不是只有喜乐，是大的。
James, chapter 1, verses 2. My brothers, consider it pure joy whenever you face the trials of many kinds.
你们落在百般的试炼当中，弟兄姊妹，你们要有以为大喜乐。
You have to have great joy when you face trials of many kinds.
这试炼当中的喜乐是基督徒的一个特权与见证。
The joy through trials and tribulation is the privilege of being a Christian.
那这也是不断生命不断操练来的。
That's also because of the exercise of our faith.
坦白说，这是不容易的一件事情。
We all know that this is not really easy.
保罗他也是经过各样的试炼。
As you know that Paul has experienced all kinds of tribulation and trials in his life.
主耶稣基督他也是经过这样的试炼。
Our Lord Jesus Christ had the same experience too.
就是因为他们经过，所以他们觉得。他们知道这个是不是不可能的事情。
Because they all experience this, they know that this is definitely something that's possible.
所以他特别要为他们在这方面来跟神祈求。
So he prayed this joy to the Lord for the Christian in Colossae.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们作为一个基督徒
，being a Christian，
我不晓得你感到最欣慰的事情是什么。
I don't know what is the most precious thing you feel in your heart.
我自己本身，我觉得最感到欣慰的是，人家告诉我说，我为你祷告。
I always pray that feel greatly when people say they want to pray for me.
那许多认识或是不认识的基督徒
，people that I know, people that I don't know，
他们就是甚至是那些未信的亲友。
People that has not, the relative has not become believers.
我发现他们最感到最欣慰的事情，也是在背后有人为他们来祷告。
The thing that touched them the most is the people that pray behind them in secret.
有几次我都接的电话是大老远从这其他国家打来的。
Especially when I receive a phone call, from other countries to pray for me.
不是 pray for me， 是要希望我们就能够在祷告里头有这样的一个祷，在电话里头能够有这样的祷告。
A lot of time we receive a phone call from other country, we like to have this kind of prayer.
的确，我们需要人为我们来祷告。
Yes, indeed, we need people to pray, all of us.
可是我们要学习怎么样来为人祷告。
But we also need to learn how to pray.For other people.
我们可以为他们生命有信心、盼望和爱来祷告。
We can pray for them. They have the faith, they have the hope, and they have the love in their life.
我们可以为他们的生活能够更认识神来祷告。
We can also pray for them. They can know the Lord better in their life.
为他们的生活能够更为主国来祷告。
We can also pray for them. They can live the Lord better.
为他们的生活能够结出果子来祷告。
Pray that they can bear spiritual fruit in their life.
为他们的生活能够有能力来祷告。
Pray that they have a power and strength in their life.
愿他们的生活有大喜乐来祷告。
We pray they have a great joy in their life.
巴不得我们用这样一个实际的祷告，我们来接触人。
I hope that we can use this type of prayer to make acquaintance to other people.
当我们这样为人祷告的时候
，When we pray people in this manner，
相信我们也能够触摸到他们的生命。
Then we have a way to touch their lives.
当我们这样祷告的时候
，When we pray in this way，
相信也是神所喜悦我们做的事。
This is also a way to please our Lord.
好吧，我们这时候我们用圣诗476首蓝本的圣诗476首彼此代祷，我们用这首诗歌来做一个。
Let's open up the blue hymn book, 476，
蓝本圣诗的476首， 请我们起立，我们一起用这首诗歌
hymns together
来做一个回应，彼此祷告。476，
我们中共的尊重之手。